Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome back to another episode of the Peak and Flow podcast. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to get stuck straight into it. Mining Yourself. It's a book that I published back in 2019. The foreword was written by Nick Shaw, co-founder of CEO of Renaissance Periodization. If you're not familiar with RP, check out RP Strength on Instagram. Nick is an absolute legend. Very grateful for his contribution to this book, but also to as a friend. He's been absolutely fantastic and he's a very admirable person. So big shout out to him. But either way, I wrote this book back in 2019. It was published through Meyer & Meyer Sport, traditional publisher out of Germany, who have been fantastic. In fact, if anything, I am a bit behind with them. I apologize. And I went on to start doing the audiobook at the start of 2020, and then we went into lockdown. So I never did anything with it. So what I'm going to be doing over the coming weeks is the audiobook version of Mining Yourself. And the benefit of that as well, 5 years on now, is that I get to tell you my thoughts on it 5 years on. So I'm going to read through it and then also tell you my thoughts as they've changed, as they've evolved, and what's coming up this year with more writing. But alas, for those of you that don't know, Mining Yourself, Clear the Crap, Take Back Your Life through Mindset, Movement, and Nutrition. Shall we get started? Let's just get stuck straight into it. I don't even know where we're going with this, so let's have some fun. So we've got all of the contents. We've got the introduction, mind, body, food, and then a three-year letter at the end. So the idea of how I wrote this book was to map it across what I refer to as Health IQ, which is so sexy, but Health IQ, which really looks at three main, let's call them pillars, which is movement, mindset, and nutrition. Nick Shaw came in for the nutrition component. I wrote around the movement and mindset component. They themselves are meant to be seen as stages of development rather than as things to get right or wrong. So we're going to start with a foreword by Nick. I've had the distinct pleasure to know Dave Nixon for several years. He originally started off as a client of mine and immediately struck me as a really smart and knowledgeable individual. I've also had the chance to meet and hang out with Dave in person, which is saying something because he lives in Australia and I live in the US. Dave made a trip to the US a couple of years ago and we've still connected friendly through emails, podcasts, in person and numerous video calls. And I said friendly instead of frequently, maybe it was both. I am honored to be a part of this book and in particular his larger vision for health that covers not only the physical component but the mental aspect as well. Too many times books offer all sorts of great advice but at the same time they miss some key practical elements. The book is different and Dave really does a good job of exploring how the mental and physical aspects of health and fitness go together. It's sometimes far too easy to get caught up in being so precise with diet and training that the practical component is overlooked. During my many conversations with Dave over the years, he's always telling me that XYZ might be great in theory, but it's utterly meaningless unless you can take that information and package it into an easy to digest format. That's what Dave sets out to do in his book. It was my pleasure to help write the nutrition component of this book. My main goal was to cover some of the intricacies of nutrition, but at the same time, make sure things are packaged in that easy to digest manner that Dave is all about. Through my company, Renaissance Periodization, or Renaissance Periodization, they much prefer the second one when I was speaking to Nick, but more so because they say Renaissance. We have helped hundreds of thousands of clients across the world in the last 6 years, so 11 years now. We can talk all of the nitty-gritty details of the science behind diet and training. Where we align great with Dave is that most of that is not going to actually help clients. What actually does help clients is breaking it down into the simplest and easy to understand way possible, which we do through simplifying things through our RP diet app and diet templates. And to clarify, the RP app is phenomenal. It's fantastic. They do an exceptional job with all the work within their RP app. On top of that, like Renaissance Periodization has like, I don't know, last count it was like 17 PhDs on staff. These guys are exceptional at what they do. They're industry leaders. If you're looking for a book that will cut through all of the nonsense out there in the fitness world, and leave you with some solid practical tips to become an all-round healthier you, then read this book. It's not just about fitness, it's about balancing everything, training, nutrition, recovery, and mental health. It may be great to be a rock star in any one of these areas, or heck, even two or three. Missing any of the elements will leave a big gap in your personal life. And Dave's aim is to help you fill this gap. He wants you to become better at everything, and his book will help you get there. By becoming better in every single one of those areas, you'll discover more about yourself than you ever thought possible. By becoming more self-aware and truly understanding all parts of yourself, then you will truly be on the right journey in life. I hope you get as much out of this book as I did, and we welcome your feedback. Thank you. Nick Shaw, CEO and co-founder of Renaissance Periodization. Nick's a legend. Bloody legend. Preface or preface, depending how you read it. Renaissance, whatever. I wrote this book knowing that it isn't for everyone. In fact, you could argue that is why I wrote it, because those who I've written the book for will feel like I wrote it especially for them. Let me say that again, because it's a little bit of a tongue twister for one, but very important first paragraph. I wrote this book knowing that it isn't for everyone. In fact, you could argue that is why I wrote it, because those who I've written the book for will feel like I wrote it especially for them. The super interesting thing about this book is that someone may read it at one point in their life, and it may not make any sense at all, only to read it again 2, 3, or even 8 years later and have it become a catalyst for an absolutely breathtaking moment of clarity. One of my favorite quotes is, "No man steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man." The information in this book may hit you like a ton of bricks, like it did me at some point when I learned it. Or maybe it won't, because it isn't for you yet. Maybe the information in this book are already tattooed on the inside of your brain. If that's the case, congratulations. You see life in a way many do not. This book was written for the renegades, the individuals, those who seek a life in the fields out past the towns of mediocrity, those who know greatness lies sleeping within. Did you know that the most beautiful thing about greatness is just how different it looks on everyone? Different or not, it is there. And this book was written to help you wake your sleeping greatness. For we are nothing but potential, and more often than not, it is not about speeding up the river of a potential in order to try and get to where you want, but rather removing the rocks that block its flow. I'll say that again. We are nothing but potential, and more often than not, it is not about speeding up the river of potential in order to try and get to where you want, but rather remove the rocks that block its flow. This is why I wrote this book. So we can remove our own rocks that we have in the way of our potential, so we can identify them, so see them for once and for all, and then over time, one by one, remove them so our potential can flow again. When I started writing this book, the goal was to give you, the reader, a fully integrated and holistic approach to health in a way that was both consumable and practical. Interestingly enough, what I actually wrote was slightly different. Although I covered three main areas of health, mindset, movement, nutrition, I ended up heavily writing this from a developmental standpoint. That means what I offer in this book in terms of fitness and nutrition is heavily seen through the lens of our mindset towards those two areas of health. There is already so much objective advice and books out there on what to eat, what exercise program to do, and why it's better than all of the others. I didn't want this book to be that. I wanted this book to be meta to that, to sit above that, to see it from a different lens. Though we have more doctors, more nutritionists, more gyms, the highest access to food and information ever, yet we are still unhealthy and unhappy means that something needs to change. So this book won't give you the exact right diet or tell you how to think, and it won't give you a training plan. What this book will do is equip you with the knowledge so that you know where to look. I've outlined the three main areas of health and then provided a map for how to measure your progress through those three areas. I've taken a completely different approach compared to the traditional model of fitness and health. I've taken the focus off the program and the diet and instead put it on what you want to achieve with your life. This is what I now refer to rather than program-centric approach or an industry-centric approach to a people-centric approach. We're looking at the person and what they want to get into their life and what they want to get out of their life and how they want to participate in life, and the program should all adapt to that. I'll say it again. I've taken the focus off the program and the diet. That's not the centric approach. And instead put it on what you want to achieve with your life. Once you've established that, then we make sure the training, both mental and physical, and nutritional programs are set up in a way that will support that. Simple. Not easy, but simple. And although I don't share training programs and diet plans, there are links and references for recommended online resources for mental development, physical training, and nutritional programming. Still, health is not a one-size-fits-all. That is why I wrote this book, so people can improve their health IQ or become what I call boss fit, which was sort of intertwined with a company and a brand and an idea I had at the time. What boss fit really means in this circumstance is because boss is derived from the Dutch word baas, which means master, is just to master their health. That's it. To be the master of their health. Take ownership. Did you know that the word boss is derived from the Dutch word baas, which practically translates to master, which later on I learned that was had a lot to do with the Dutch invading Africa, but apologize for that. Didn't know at the time. To be boss fit means to be your own master, to master your mind, master your craft, and ultimately master your life. To be free of unnecessary suffering and struggle, to live life within your power and on your terms. I originally wrote the draft using the term health IQ, but after much deliberation, I realized that health IQ is a map we use in order to measure where we are and where we need to get to. I decided to leave Health IQ in there and let Boss Fit become a project of its own, maybe even an extension of this book at a later date. That aside, if you follow the guidelines outlined in this book, set clearly defined targets, commit to training your mind, your body, and educate yourself about food, you'll become Boss Fit. Be the master of your own life, really. You'll master your life. There you go. Not much has changed in 5 years. But you have to start by minding yourself. I hope this book challenges you in ways that help you grow. See you on the other side. I'm going to do the acknowledgements and then we'll start the introduction on the next one. Reading through book acknowledgements in the past, I thought there were only a bunch of names people felt the need to mention. It never really occurred to me what goes into putting a book together. Being on the other side now as the author, I can assure you that writing a book is a team effort. I have nothing but gratitude for the amazing people that were part of the team that wrote this book. To the crew of publishers who helped me get my idea off the ground and helped me put a proposal together and land a world-class publisher, thank you. Still today, thank you. To every single person who pre-ordered a book and supported me when this was still just a thought, thank you from the bottom of my heart. To the team at Myra Myra Sport, thank you for the opportunity and patience with work with me, especially Liz. You have been an absolute gem, and this book wouldn't have lived up to its potential without you. To my team and family at Functional Fitness Australia, thank you for your patience, support, and love. You guys are a part of my home. To my beautiful, caring, supporting, loving fiancé, thank you with all of my being. Now, a little caveat here. Even with Gina, my was fiancé, now wife, and a couple other people said, it's weird that he didn't say her name. But when I wrote the manuscript, she didn't know that I was planning to propose. I hadn't proposed yet, so it was a big risk. So it's quite funny. Here I was thinking it was quite nice because I was putting in fiance when I hadn't proposed yet. Then everyone's like, why didn't you put a name? Is that so you can... No, I just thought it was sweet, but I lied. Clearly fell short. Either way, my beautiful wife. Indeed. Now to Petey, my mini schnauzer puppy. You are a massive distraction and you have no idea how hard I am working so you can have a bigger backyard to bark at nothing in particular. P.S. I love you. And if you must know, Petey has a little friend, Chelsea, and they are about a meter and a half away from me asleep on the couch. To everyone reading this, this book is a piece of my soul and a timestamp of where I am and unfolding as a human at this moment. And thank you for sharing that with me. Big love, Dave. Next one, Introduction to the Human Movement. Team, that's the first episode of my audiobook. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in. If you found that interesting, then it would mean the world to me if you pass it on to someone else. If you don't want to wait for me to get through all the chapters, you can order one of the books, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books or through my website. Probably actually any of my websites, got a couple, but peakandflow.com.au. But look, that's me done. I'm out. Until next time, peace and pizza. I'll see you soon.